Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand. Living, loving, she's just a warm at the school and out town in her age Cadillac. Living, loving, she's just a warm.
This is specifically for drainage work that's being done right now in the heart of my district at Metron Estates, and it is a humongous project. And that amount is a little over $850,000. And when you talk about helping a small business, you could only imagine the burden from a small, locally owned Santa Rosa County company about trying to make payroll and pay banknotes without having this paid.
This is Sam Parker, Santa Rosa County Chairman and District 1 Commissioner. Roberson Underground is the company. Remember, this is the $850,000 payment that got oopsied. You know, somehow it didn't go where it was supposed to go. And, you know, what do we do about that? Well, the company didn't receive their money. And as we talked to the administrator for the county yesterday, Devan Cook, you know, the investigation is still ongoing about exactly what happened. But it looks like maybe responsibility falls more on sort of the government side of the wall rather than the private company side of the wall. And, you know, so the clerk of the court, Don Spencer, you know, there was some kind of an email that's again, all the details here have never quite been made clear to me. But, you know, faced with the prospect of, well, what do we do now if somebody stole the money? Well, the county commission was taking up the question of having to write a check yesterday to basically pay the bill that never did get paid in the first place because the money never got to the recipient.
My concern is we have an obligation to pay a vendor that is locally owned, that's doing work right now. And as you said, $850,000 is no small sum of money. It's a lot of taxpayer money. There's concerns for a number of reasons about that, but we made a deal with a vendor. They're doing the work. They did the work. It's our obligation to pay them. We have to do it, so I fully support issuing the check immediately.
And continuing to do the work, that's Colton Wright, County Commissioner for District 5. That's Tiger Point Gulf Breeze.
I think it's only appropriate once the investigation is complete that any and all individuals responsible for the situation should certainly be held accountable. I have a lot of concerns about how something like this can happen. But number one, we have to pay that vendor.
Yeah, I think we all do because, you know, it's not like you can just, you know, whip up $850,000 or afford to lose it at the drop of a hat for, you know, no real reason that anybody's been able to explain to me exactly just yet. James Calkins, District 3.
I agree with y'all. I think it's absolutely disturbing how $850,000 can be stolen from the clerk's office. I think it's, I hope that they find those people and hold them accountable.
And we all do. Certainly that's going to be the key, is then figuring out, you know, who is responsible and how do we make sure that doesn't happen again. Sam Parker even said, look, and, you know, I hadn't heard this before I heard the meeting, is that apparently there was a possibility that the company might sue the county because, you know, you haven't paid. And if the fault is with the county in some way and not with the, you know, Roberson, well, you got to pay. It's not our fault you misplaced the money or got frauded the money or had the money stolen. You know, that's ultimately you owe us the money. You can give us the money.
The beautiful thing is it's a huge testament to this family that they're willing to take this money without filing a lawsuit to go after damages or interest. Right now, they just need their money so they can pay their employees.
Right. So everybody's on board with what needs to be done. And Don Spencer, the clerk of the court and comptroller.
Our verification from the banks. We've got right at $500,000 that the banks have been able to recoup, and there's about another 36 that they're working on trying to get back. I can't guarantee, and I don't think they're going to get it all back, because when it hit the bank, it went out like a spider web to all these other banks before we knew what happened. And then when we got notified, the bank notified us it was fraud, then they froze everything down. So I'm looking at probably 300,000 we're short right now, but the investigation's still going and they're still working on it.
Yeah, so they've gotten back a pretty big chunk of the money, which is good. Okay, 500 and about 36 then coming. Working on the remaining 300, whether that will ever be directly recovered or not is not clear. Obviously, you know, they probably got the easiest chunks of it at the earliest. And then, you know, insurance is going to cover some of it, as Devan Cook told us yesterday. You know, will it cover it all? Well, no, apparently not. And I guess, you know, Roberson didn't have insurance on their side against this thing, I think is what they were saying on Channel 3. And then also the, you know, what now? Well, what now is we're writing checks again. And not to put too fine a point on it, but I assume that we're handing people the checks because, you know, lost in the mail is not any better than lost in the email, right? Like, those are both bad outcomes. So I'm assuming that we're, you know, for these significant amounts of money that we're probably, you know, certified mail, hand delivering something, you know, but because we don't want to have to do this again. So, yeah, 7:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading eastbound on Cervantes, right as you cross that intersection with I-10, across from the fire station, there was a single vehicle incident that is causing some traffic buildup in that area. So, you know, drive with caution in there and expect delays. And the crash that we were talking about earlier on Navarre Parkway, right as you pass 87, that has been cleared, but that is causing a lot of traffic buildup all the way from 87, looks like all the way to just before Hobart Field. So expect some delays in there. Otherwise, we're looking pretty good. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you shouldn't expect any severe traffic buildup until you hit that Davis intersection, if you're on Davis. And I-10, I-110 all looking good. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling a home, you know, because maybe you want to move up or move down, you know, maybe you want to just move across. You know, I don't know. You want to live in a different place, whatever the case might be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they can help with that. They've got a system that is, I say that and you might think, well, how can you have a system? No. Trust me. They have a system for how they stage it, photograph it, list it, price it, when they do the open house. All of these things are all very particularly programmed because they know how to get the end result, which is selling your home for the best price possible. And they have been doing that very, very consistently. Last year, she and her team sold 175 homes. 175 homes, which is about 3.5 a week, which is pretty good. You know, that's pretty amazing, honestly. And if you want the home sold for the best price in a reasonable amount of time, typically very quickly, I mean, she's a person. She can take care of it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi.
Mm-hmm.
You ever think about just how much of your life has been shaped by advertising? Come on, you knew that. By the way, who was that? Who was the company that would do the reach out and just say hi, reach out and touch someone?
I can't even remember.
Oh, it hurts. My mom worked for AT&T for forever and Ma Bell before that. So anyway, but that's before
AT&T
your time.
Used the reach out and.
Well, they were. I think it was Ma, I think it was Bell back then.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, later became AT&T. the mayor doing a press conference yesterday at Bruce Beach talking about the water quality of the area.
I'm working with the Department of Health and Escambia County to test for bacteria at Bruce Beach since October of 2021. I know some of that has been covered. And I've talked about since I've become mayor in 2022. This stretch of beach behind us has been found comparable to other public access areas along the bay going back to October of 2021. And approximately 75% of that testing is within safe guidelines.
And he says they did some testing last year, and you know, they identified the source of what they found as the contaminants there.
September of 2022, we collaborated with FDEP and ECUA to conduct extensive genetic testing in the downtown area, and results here showed that bacteria was not of human origin, but avian origin. So, and then lastly, we did some testing yet again before this opening on April 8th at 19 different locations in and around Bruce Beach, and the results didn't indicate any significant bacteriological sources to correct. So we wanted, just because we had tested a couple years ago and we had tested last year, we're opening this park.
So bird poo, I guess, is less problematic than other. I mean, that is less problematic, and, you know, there's always fish poo in all the water. You don't think about it too much, but, I mean, the fish have to, you know. Don't mean to. Yeah, I don't have to spell it out for you, do I?
Again, if you look into how this park has been designed to be utilized, it's not necessarily as a swimming park as it pertains to the access to the waterfront. But as you'll see in phase one and phase two, this is more of a outdoor kayak type of usage as it pertains to the water. Nonetheless, we continue to test water, and that is important to us.
Yeah, so my question for you is, are you swimming in Bruce Beach? 437-1620, are you swimming in Bruce Beach? I'm going to ask the mayor, because that's the real question. And he even said, right, this is more like paddleboards and kayaks, but in my perception, and I've only lived here for 10 years, so I don't, you know, a lot of things I do not know, but my perception is that probably the, like, bacteriological, you know, has been mostly cleaned up. And we solved some of those issues, especially with that pipe we discovered and all that. Okay, so that's one thing. But then you have, like, I was under the impression, and I don't remember where I got this from, but I was under the impression that there are soil contaminants. And I don't mean necessarily, like, pollutants or chemicals. I mean, like, stuff, debris, you know? Like, that's one of the issues, that just walking around in there, it's not, you know, sand necessarily, it's other things. And so that would be my concern. And I just don't know the answer, but I'm curious if you, I've had a couple of people already text me this morning and say, yeah, I just would not let the people I love swim in Bruce Beach. You know, is that just bias or history or perception? Is there something justified about that? Again, I don't know. But he did make a good point that in terms of really waterfront access via a beach of any kind, sand of any kind, there just isn't much in Pensacola.
Understand, we have an entire hardscape waterfront here, so everything is a seawall because of the history you mentioned. You know, this was a port town, a timber town, you know, and that's where we had ships coming in and out. And so what's behind us is the only sand on accessible sand in essence on the Pensacola Bay. I mean, and it, yeah. You know, you've got Sanders Beach that's got a little bit of a boat launch, but in terms of human interaction with the water, this is the only piece left. And so to preserve that and to make it the amenity that it is, I think is a great reward for us.
Yeah, and I was trying to think about it. I'm like, yeah, that is kind of right. There aren't really many places where you can take sand down to water anywhere in Pensacola that's, you know, publicly available. I mean, there's private, certainly, but publicly available. There's not too much. This is kind of a unique opportunity. But would you? 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, I don't swim in Bruce Beach water. I don't drink. I I don't swim. I drink Bruce Beach. You must have been a typo. Somebody says, heck no, I'd never swim there. Nor kayaks flipping in the water into your mouth with the paddles. Just no way, Jose. So interesting. You know, I'm kind of going on perception, which is not a great basis for any good decision. But that's kind of my impression, too, sort of accumulated from listening over the years that, you know, it's okay to walk in the sand with your toes. Maybe don't, you know, swim in the water. But I'm going to ask the mayor what he thinks about that, because he's talking yesterday about the testing. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading eastbound on Cervantes, right as you cross that intersection with I-10 across from the fire station, there was a single vehicle incident earlier. Unclear as to whether that's been cleared up. That has been causing some slight traffic buildup. And if you are on Navarre Parkway heading eastbound, right as you pass 87 on your left and the Navarre Beach Causeway on your right, there was a crash that was causing traffic buildup, and it looks like all the way to just before Hurlburt Field. The crash has been cleared, but the traffic is still there. Other than that, we are seeing just some morning traffic, especially coming in from where Scenic 90 turns into Cervantes, going both directions, and from Pace and Milton, again, the intersection of Scenic Highway and Highway 90. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This traffic report is sponsored by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov.
All right, very good. Oh, somebody texted me, and I can't believe I forgot this. They said the Bay Bluffs Park has sand to the water. That's true. I mean, I think the mayor was talking about to the south, the seawall to the south. But no, that's right. Although, is there legally an access to that? I mean, everybody does. Of course, Bay Bluffs Park is closed down, and then you can't go through the train. I mean, everybody does walk over by the chimney. But yeah, no, you're right. On the east side, there's all kinds of sand to the water. I don't know why I had not been thinking about that. Thank you for the text. 7:26, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Looks like George Santos is giving up on his run for Congress as an independent.
The former New York representative who was expelled from Congress says he's withdrawing his bid to represent New York's first district, which covers eastern Long Island. Santos wrote on social media he felt running as an independent would just hand the seat to Democrats because he would end up splitting the vote with GOP Representative Nick LaLota. Santos previously represented the 3rd congressional district. He says he'll continue to take part in public policy discussions and that he will be back. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
And President Biden preparing to sign a new foreign aid bill into law. The Senate passed the $95 billion foreign aid package, which includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific. It also lays the groundwork for a potential ban for TikTok in the U.S.
And something that we talked about this a little bit earlier, but just because I thought it was fascinating, $3.3 billion to build dry docks and other regional infrastructure for submarines. This is all part of the Taiwan slice of that bill, which is, I mean, good. Good.
Absolutely.
I hope they do shipbuilding, too. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
And, well, question for you guys. Are you ready to head to the music store and pick up the new Johnny Cash album?
Say what now?
The new Johnny Cash album. Oh, you hadn't heard. Well, apparently a new Johnny Cash album is coming out. Universal Music is releasing Songwriter. It's a collection of 11 previously unreleased demos that Johnny Cash recorded back in 1993.
Wow.
All of them are self-written originals. So be interesting to check out what's on that album.
Unreleased demos?
Unreleased demos.
For original music.
Original Johnny Cash.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Demo music.
Well, I'm excited because he hasn't released anything in a long time. So he's been.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah,
really under the radar.
Because he's... I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know if I can join you in that one. Yeah, it feels like for about 21 years, maybe we haven't had a, you know, because he's, anyway.
I'm excited. I've never heard a Johnny Cash song I didn't like.
You've never heard of Johnny Cash? No, just kidding. No. So let me just say this, which is, it's like, you know, when you're watching a DVD and they've got, for those of you who still do, and then they've got the deleted scenes, right?
Right.
And then when you watch the deleted scenes, most of the time, what do you think? Yeah, I see why.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? So the unreleased original songs were the songs that, despite all of Johnny Cash's amazing notoriety, fame, success, and publication, didn't ever make it into an album.
Right.
So.
Doesn't mean they can't make money
off it. Could be fantastic. Could be the deleted scenes on the DVD.
true.
Just, you know, set your expectations at a reasonable level.
Absolutely. Well, and I guess without Johnny Cash around to oversee it or improve on or whatever,
yeah.
Who knows what the record executives might do with those recordings.
Although I think, you know, just from a understanding music perspective, I think it'll be fascinating to hear the demo, because you don't usually get to hear the raw first try at something, right? Yeah. You hear the produced, cleaned up, polished, whatever. So, no, I mean, I'm sure fans will find it fascinating. And I'll listen, because you're right. What Johnny Cash song don't you like? Well, there are none. I mean, there really are none. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Joining us in just a minute, we're going to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Lots of stuff to get to with him, including a proposal to expand maritime access through a mooring field study. That's kind of an interesting one. Plus, fighting with the feds over security processing at the Pensacola International Airport.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Major vote in the upper chamber. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed that foreign aid bill late last night. The final vote, 79-18. Here's what's in it. $26 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific.
People angry about the bill demonstrating outside the Brooklyn home of Senate leader Chuck Schumer. President Biden says he'll sign the bill today. Part of that tent city at Columbia University remains in place today. The school extending a deadline to remove the encampment, saying it's making progress in talks with leaders of the student protests. Military horses running loose in London. Well, London police corralling all seven horses. At least four people were injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31. It's News Radio 92.3, 58 degrees. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Well, late last year, the TSA upgraded their baggage checkpoints at the Pensacola International Airport. However, despite those improvements, the lines haven't gotten much better. At times, they've been even worse. They say Mayor D.C. Reeves says it's because there's just not enough workers.
We had a rough year last year with, I believe, 16 times we were on TSA's own watch list of things taking too long. We've been on it four times, or maybe it was 12 last year, four times this year already, including a couple of those days we were on twice in one day.
And Mayor Reeves says he's had enough. He's now sent a letter to Senator Rick Scott asking for help. This comes as city leaders are continuing to try to raise money to help pay for a new terminal expansion at the airport. A big group of demonstrators yesterday in downtown Pensacola outside of the federal courthouse as Joe Exotic was in court. According to Channel 3, there were people in the crowd there holding free Joe Exotic signs, others there to speak against him. Joe Maldonado Passage was in court fighting a copyright infringement battle. He claims songwriter Vince Johnson ripped off his music while he's been in prison.
When he was incarcerated and locked up, they came out and claimed credit for all the music, got a big advance from BMG, and just shafted Joe like everybody else has seemed to.
And that from Exotic's manager, JT Barnett. Joe Exotic will be heading back to the Fort Worth, Texas prison, where he's currently serving a 21-year sentence on an attempted murder charge. Now, the Escambia Sheriff's Office pulled out their "This Drug House is Closed" sign after a SWAT raid on 65th Avenue last week. 29-year-old Dylan Royster arrested. Deputies say they seized meth, fentanyl, guns, and thousands of dollars in cash from his home.
This is the type of person that's ruining our community. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about drugs poisoning our community and infiltrating our community. When you have that much drugs, you know, fentanyl itself is so deadly. And certainly that's why it's our top priority.
Royster remains in the Escambia jail without bond. Federal marshals have tracked down a wanted fugitive from Atmore. 22-year-old Isaiah Finney was arrested this week on felony charges related to shooting incidents in September and November of last year. Police in Atmore say Finney was suspected of being the gunman in multiple shootings around the area. They say firearms and other evidence had been collected from his vehicle. They're currently waiting for ballistics testing and anticipate more charges against him. Currently, he's facing charges for shooting into an occupied vehicle and being a felon in possession of a firearm, among a few other charges. Florida State University might be getting some help in its legal battle with the ACC. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody said yesterday she will fight for the sovereign immunity of the state, organizations, and entities. FSU currently appealing a ruling by a judge in North Carolina, which allows the ACC's lawsuit against FSU to go forward. The judge ruled that FSU had waived its sovereign immunity by participating in ACC activities for decades. Moody tells the News Service of Florida that ruling was extraordinarily concerning. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you're heading eastbound on Cervantes, right as you cross that intersection with I-110 across from the fire station, there was an incident earlier that was causing some serious buildup. And eastbound on Navarre Parkway, traffic into Hurlburt Field is causing a mile-long backup. Expect delays on 98. Westbound on 9 Mile Road causing some slight buildup due to a vehicle crash. And a truck with a flat tire coming off Pace Bridge from Pace heading into Pensacola is causing some significant backup. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures warming up near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 59. Beautiful and sunny on Thursday with a high near 78. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. We're going to round out the work week with some nice sunny weather. High on Friday near 79 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 62 in Pensacola, 59 in Gulf Breeze, 56 in Milton. Our next news at 8. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Spirit AeroSystems says Boeing will be giving it advance payments of $425 million and help it address issues like higher levels of inventory and lower cash flows after the U.S. aviation regulators capped the plane maker's 737 MAX production. Under the deal, Spirit will maintain a production rate that supports Boeing's contractual production demand. The agreement comes amid discussions that Boeing will buy back its former subsidiary. The Biden administration has announced it finalized a rule that sets minimum staffing levels for nursing homes that receive Medicare or Medicaid dollars. Under the new rules, nursing homes will be required to provide roughly 3.5 hours of nursing staff time per resident per day. The bill will be introduced in phases to give nursing homes time to hire additional staff. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 263. That's Your Money Now.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars, VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 740 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this bright, beautiful Wednesday morning. D.C. Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. He joins us every Wednesday and we talk. Hey, Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, big event yesterday. I missed it because I was busy waiting on not getting a tire fixed at Walmart yesterday. Separate issue. And we had a staff meeting, so I couldn't come. I want to. I'm really eager to see the whole project. It looks amazing. What I had seen from the perimeter looked pretty amazing. Dramatic revamp of that entire space. The main question that I have for you that, you know, you kind of covered it, but I want to get, like, right to the point of, you talked about how there's been testing being done. It's, you know, the water quality at Bruce Beach is no worse than any other beach or comparable to any other beach. That it's mainly more intended for, like, paddleboard, kayak rather than swimming. But that's my question is it safe to swim? Is there stuff in the soil that makes it as opposed to contaminants in the water? I was always under the impression that there was some debris and trash in that area. Would Mayor D.C. Reeves get in the water at Bruce Beach and swim?
Yeah, we're talking about two different things. You hit it. One is, what was this park designed for, and what could you physically do? That's basically what you're asking. So there is no physical limitation. There will not be a, you cannot swim here because of bacteria, because of whatever sign, because we've tested it 2021, we tested it 2022. And just to be sure, we tested it again on April 8th. And when I say we, that isn't the mayor going out and hoping, you know, that doesn't know how to test water and hoping that it's a good sample. This is the Department of Health. This is other, the county, the city, all involved in this process, so that we're looking at these results. So I'm extremely confident in the water quality of it being comparable, that any of the bacteria, fecal matter is avian, that has been confirmed. Sometimes you just test for that bacteria and you say it's in there or it's not, and now you can dig deeper with a more detailed test. So we feel good about that. Now, understand there's two reasons that Bruce Beach was designed the way it was. Like you said, you have kind of a marsh area there, a protected area, required by some of the EPA, I believe, or DEP, that's been there for years. That's got the riprap there and protected, a great place to go kayaking. And also, if you understand the history, and we did a lot of research back in 2018 with alongside Scape, the designer, asking, you know, what did this space mean to people? Remember, this was Bruce Pool. This was, yeah, Bruce Beach, where the segregated African-American pool and beach access. And one of the issues that a lot of the folks, the older folks in our community who did swim here as kids said, you know, there's a lot of heartache in the community about some of the drownings that actually happened there because there was a steep drop off. And so that's not to say that's what's going to happen here. Certainly, again, it's not, we're not saying you can't swim. But I think you have to understand that fact when you understand why it was designed more as a paddleboarding, kayaking, outdoor type thing, not because you can't literally get in the water, if that makes sense. So maybe that answers your question.
Well, again, my question had been, like, I just, again, rumbling around the back of my brain is, aside from water quality, I had thought that there were soil and issues there, whether buried pilings or metal or glass or what, you know, and obviously, you know, it's a very different thing to, you know, walk around in soil like that if that's the issue. Again, if the water is safe, that's one thing. Is the soil safe for people to be splashing around in it, putting their dogs in it and their kids in it? What can you tell me?
Yeah, look, I think, again, 6 years in the making from the genesis of this project, from design, from community feedback, from construction, financing, all of those things. And I was just out there yesterday, and there is no sign out there that says you can't swim. So You know, at the end of the day, I think yes, you have the ability to go out and do that. And I trust that all the experts over the last 6 years, in terms of, if there was going to be a danger out there, that would be highlighted. So, I trust all that research that's happened over the years to say that it would be a safe place to swim. Now, again, that's not its primary design and function, but certainly, there's the sand. You can walk right in the water like you were at the beach.
Okay. And I don't even know, are you a beach person? Would you swim there?
Sure. I mean, if you're asking me from a safety standpoint, is there a beach that's easier to swim at, like the National Seashore in terms
of
all that? Because it's not a big beach, there's not a lot of sand there. But would I? Sure.
Okay. And by the way, I love it, the idea that we will have, as you talked about yesterday, that, there's this kind of seawall encounter between the water and the land, that this is one of the very few places on the southern facing front of Pensacola where you can even find actual waterfront access at sand. I mean, that's pretty amazing. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. We'll come back to him in just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
If you were heading eastbound on Cervantes, right as you cross that intersection with I-10 across from the fire station, there was a single vehicle incident earlier that is causing some traffic buildup. And heading west on 98 in Gulf Breeze, there is a significant backup starting at Avalon going back about a mile, so expect some delays there this morning. A truck with a flat tire coming off of the Pace Bridge into Pensacola in the right lane is causing some backup. And eastbound in Navarre Parkway, traffic into Herbert Field is causing about a mile-long backup as well. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the box.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. You mentioned yesterday in your press conference, I agree with you that this is a huge development, that the central receiving facility for Lakeview is open to take as the first point of encounter for Baker Acts. This is a big deal. This is a huge problem, and it looks like we're on the verge of getting it resolved.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, grateful to Lakeview and Senator Brock Sunow has been involved, and others. You remember this several months back, the issue that we were going to have in terms of Baker Acts and the time it takes to process those.
Mm-hmm.
So you could ask the question, why does this affect you as a citizen? Because you've just taken police resources that are out protecting the city from hours down to minutes. To have experts there, Lakeview does a great job with really every initiative that they work on alongside us, and we work on a lot together. So I'm very, very appreciative to have that up and going, and I couldn't imagine how appreciative our police department and sheriff's department and others are going to have that resource. So as I mentioned in the press conference, that might be a bullet footnote, in terms of exciting things for the regular citizen here, but understand the type of public safety value that has
In
our community and how much it helps our first responders.
And I mean, any of us might have something happen in our lives where we need that service for us or a loved one. And we want it to be done efficiently and in the best possible way. So it's an important service to have. It's a vital part of law enforcement. And, I think it's big news, even as you said, it might for some people be just kind of a bullet point pass over. Mooringfield study. Okay, my perception is, we have the whole marina there on the west side of Community Maritime Park, and obviously you've got the other marina areas, like behind Fish House, and then the big one, right there on Palafox or whatever. What's the indication that we need to have more that would justify a study like this?
Well, I think there's two things we're looking at, and let's reverse engineer this. We've been very successful in how we've procured grants, I feel like, and that's certainly a feather in the cap of our team here. And so let's reverse engineer this. Regardless, let's just assume that a mooring field in terms of storm resiliency for our downtown, in terms of increased accessibility, maybe we'll have more regattas here, for example, down the road, sailing races that would need more capacity, those types of things that are the amenities are multiple within if we were to snap our fingers and have one. But the reality is whatever this study comes back at, unless they say it's just not feasible based on the water, water or soil or something, we're talking about a project that's going to be several million dollars. I mean, I can't imagine it would be less than $10 million.
Well, because you have to build a water break, right? I mean, that's going to be one of the key parts, and that's the resiliency element.
That's right. It would be the size and complication of the breakwater is ultimately going to be an intense cost no matter what, right? Well, we can't go for, let's say, a resiliency grant, and there, of which there are many, or you know, water quality or storm hardening. There's grants out there for that. We could put in for something like that, but not with nothing on paper. I can't just say, hey, I got a crazy idea. Why don't we do this? That doesn't win you a lot of grants. So the way we're looking at this is for $50,000, number one, we can finally answer the question that's been asked for many years here, which is, is that even possible that you could have a breakwater out there that we see in communities all over Florida? Is that possible? And number two, what is the cost? So this is not design, 100% design that you could go out and construct. This is it possible? If so, where is it? How big is it? What's a rough cost estimate? So if nothing else, we answer the question first, and then we find out what the potential benefits are second. It does it help us if a hurricane were to come through? And you know, I mean, Andrew, you covered it, all the damage that happens inside, these slips up and down downtown, all the boats and everything else. And then third, we get a rough idea of cost, so we're now finally equipped with something that we can actually go after, because this will not be a general fund project. I guarantee that. This is going to have to be grant funded, federal funded, if this is going to ever come to fruition. So, consider it the entry price to get in and have an opportunity to see if it's realistic and potentially wait down the road, get it funded from another source outside of the city.
Okay, no, that makes sense. This is sort of the down payment investigative, earnest money, so to speak, to find out what's the cost, what's the value, what sort of grant funding might be available, and could we, for 50 grand, eventually leverage into a multi-million dollar project that would make us more accessible for boaters and also more storm resistant. Okay, all right, I see that.
That's right.
Last thing before we get to the lightning round, the airport and frustration over us being on the hot list or the bad list or the whatever list for the TSA. And wanting us to have better security screening, especially in the wake of us not getting federal grant money to build the expansion. What are you looking for from the government here?
Yeah, I have a lot of adjectives, I think, for that list as well. look, this is what we need. You know, as I said, a week, a month. You know, I'm very intentional at press conferences to not go and say, hey, we had one bad instance with FDOT or with a federal agency and just jump out there. I mean, but as I said, a year is long enough. And you know, number one, you know, I think our citizen needs to understand that the TSA line, when you're frustrated and you see how long that line is, those are not airport employees. That is not something we can control. Right. I'm a customer service guy. I guarantee you if it was something we could control, we'd have three times as many people there than we need when we started to see lines like that, because it is frustrating. And secondly, is it's a federal agency, and it's run out of Jacksonville at this point. Our airport is. And we need help. We continue to be on this list 12 times, I think, last year, 4 times already this year, including 2 different times we were on twice in one day. And that is their list. That's not us being mad about a time being too long. This is their own metric that we are on a national hot list for this. So I'm asking our delegation, and you know, I do want to make one clarification. The letter template we gave out had Rick Scott's name on it, the senator. It went to all of our delegations.
Got it. Not singling him out.
At the agencies. Yeah. And I want to make that clarification, because Rick Scott is as good a partner to this city as anyone. I hear from him almost, I would say, more than anybody at the national level. Calls me personally, checking on things when he sees something in the news. So I don't want to make it give the impression that was this letter only
some
to him
defect
or the
with him, right?
Him. But
no, that makes
but
sense.
I know this, he's going to try to attack this problem for us for sure. I know that, because he always does. So and he's a great ally for us.
Okay.
In Pensacola.
All right. Well,
but,
no, that's good.
That's what we need help with that. And we, you know, I think the citizens expect more. And this is economic development for us. You know that, Andrew. I mean, we can't have these lines where people now don't want to use our airport. I mean, we've got to do something. So I just felt compelled at this point to write this letter.
It's a different kind of traffic problem that we're having, and one that we have no control over solving. That makes perfect sense to me. Well, I always like to end with the lightning round. Is there a food item in your younger days, which is not that long ago for you, but in your younger days, a food item that maybe you bought because you didn't have money to buy the good stuff, whether it's, you know, Totino's pizzas or generic mac and cheese or ramen? Is there one that stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, you took mine right out of the gate.
I'm sorry.
Totino's Pizza. I mean, that, in Tallahassee, we buy it all out. $1.19, I think.
It's burn your mouth good, man. That's good stuff. Is there a particular way you peel a banana? There are multiple ways, in case you were not familiar. Are you from the stem, bottom? Are you a cut and peel? What do you do?
All four sides from the top. I didn't know there was another way.
Okay, from the stem, and you just rip and you grip and rip and peel. Is that how you do?
Yeah, very conventional, very boring guy.
All right. And how many emails and or unread emails do you tolerate in your email box?
Well, I can tell you my personal email, if you want me to just even look right now, I have 43,295.
Unread or total?
Email at this moment. Unread.
Unread. Nice. Yes. Yeah.
It's an email I've had since college, so every marketing thing or every 10% off coupon I've ever
nice.
Signed up for. You know?
All right.
But in my work email, don't worry, folks, in my work email, we're talking about a number under 40 or 20 or 0.
You know?
We get it cleaned up on a regular basis.
That's impressive. Is that unread or is that all emails?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unread. I mean, we get all our emails read on our work. Yeah.
Very good.
As you can tell, it takes priority over my personal.
I figured that would have to be the case, and certainly comparing the two accounts, I understand. I'm the same way, work and personal, same thing. D.C. Reeves, he's the mayor of Pensacola, so we look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. Maybe it can be as fast as the 11-minute agenda review on Monday. Maybe not. We'll see. That's up to Casey Jones. Sir, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading west on 98 in Gulf Breeze, there is a significant backup starting at Avalon, going back about a mile, so expect some delays this morning there. Eastbound on Highway 98, the traffic into Hurlburt Field is causing a 2.5-mile backup. Expect some delays there. I-10 eastbound, right at the intersection of Pine Forest Road, is backed up as well. Davis Highway coming in from Pace, backed up all the way from I-10 to Johnson Avenue. And eastbound on Beverly Parkway in between North W Street and Palafox, we are looking at some backup there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you shoot me, you're liable to lose a lot of those humanitarian awards.
Good morning, 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the bird flu has now been detected in samples of pasteurized milk. That, according to the FDA, this comes about a month after an outbreak was found for the first time in herds of dairy cows. The FDA says pasteurization of the milk, though, is likely to inactivate the virus, although they are still waiting on test results that would confirm that. Columbia University has reached a deal with students protesting the war in Gaza. The protesters want the school to divest from financial interests with Israel. The protesters have set up a large tent city on school grounds. A statement from Columbia this morning says the protesters have agreed to remove some of those tents in exchange for the school delaying a police action.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for that update. Coming up next, we're actually going to have a very interesting interview with the Bail Project CEO David Gaspar, talking about the problems associated with pretrial detention and how we can reform the bail system.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.